Back on Mugs and our Mid Plains guys are with us, President Ryan Purdy and Information Director of Information and Marketing, Daniel Stenman. How are you guys doing today?
We're good this morning. How are you doing, Corey?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Wonderful. So let's get into this. Last night, and you met in McCook on the East Campus in room 225, and you had an open forum and had your student trustees from both campuses visit a little bit. Always good to get them involved and hear it directly from those that are walking to campuses.
Well, that's right. So Emily Walnoffer is our North Platte trustee, and Kendry Kern is our McCook trustee. And for both of them, it's their last meeting, because by the time we have our May meeting, graduation will have happened, and they will be out and doing their thing. So, it's coming up at the end of the year. We have honors convocation in McCook next Monday, athletic banquet next Monday evening, and then the following Monday, the 28th, we'll do it all over again in North Platte, honors convocation at 3 o'clock, athletic banquet in the evening at 6, and then, a couple weeks from there, we're going to be having graduation. So May 9th at 10 o'clock, we'll be in McCook for their commencement. Then we'll race back here, and at 12:30, we'll do the nurses pinning for the ADN nurses, the Associate Degree of Nursing RN students. And then at 3 o'clock, we'll have the North Platte commencement. So there's lots of stuff going on. Softball, baseball are winding down their seasons, and rodeo is still at it. I think the rodeo team climbed back to number 2 in the nation and a couple hundred points behind New Mexico State. But we're going to catch them. I know we're committed to do it as best we can. But we got a couple bull riders and Saddle Bronks that are near the top in the nation. So excited to see how that season winds down. But lots going on, student activities, end-of-year concerts, and those types of things. So that was really what they were talking about.
You acknowledge the Mid-Plains Director of Financial Aid, Aaron Brown.
So Matt Bros is one of our college board members who also kind of serves as a board liaison to the McCook College Foundation. And this year they decided to kind of come internal and partner with financial aid on scholarship awarding. And so it's more of an automated process. The students can fill out one application, and they can in essence apply for institutional aid and the foundation's aid together. So he just wanted to tell Aaron thank you for making it a seamless process for them, and helping ease the burden of them having to go through and have a separate selection process. And so Haven talked about it in her report later. She also kind of serves as the North Platte ex officio executive director of the foundation. And between those two foundations, almost $400,000 of scholarships awarded from private donors over the years to those foundations. So
that's great.
Lots of aid out there for students. And so, if you're thinking about going back to school, we have not, you go for the Lions Clubs and the other foundations and donors and alumni that give scholarships to schools, but our foundations have a good amount of scholarship opportunities.
Well, you got to meet the Phi Theta Kappa All-Nebraska academic team last evening.
Yeah, so PTK is our two-year school honorary, and so we have an opportunity, and they're doing an induction also for McCook here next week, but we have an All-Nebraska team, and so we have representatives both North Platte and McCook that will be attending that session next Wednesday in Lincoln. So the governor will recognize the All-Nebraska team, and we'll have a medal ceremony, and we'll do that at the Warner Chamber, and then we'll do tours and things like that. But they'll kind of talk about how PTK has helped them on their educational journey, and PTK offers lots of scholarships for transfer education as well. So it's good to have an opportunity for those students to get in front of the board. Again, they're high GPA, high achieving, very engaged students, and it's just great to showcase that we do get some pretty high end students, and they do great things.
And FBLA Collegiate also introduced to the board last evening.
Yeah, so this is our Phi Beta Lambda. It's more of our business student organization, but it has now kind of been rebranded to FBLA Collegiate. Jackson Delaveau is kind of the leader of that pack, and so he was in the board at the board meeting last night. He'll be going to the National FBLA Collegiate in Dallas this summer to compete in several different categories. He also is the new student senate president for McCook, so he will be Kendry Kern's replacement as a student trustee on the board next year. So he's really getting a chance to rub shoulders with the board on it early, so it's good. But he's a McCook native, and he'll be a great representative for the student body.
And then you gave kudos to a couple of administrators that are stepping down from their position. Yeah.
So two of our community campus coordinators, Mary Pierce from Ogallala and Brenda Ladal, are hanging it up. And so Mary has been with us for about 10 years. She replaced Gail Knott, who's now her supervisor as the Dean of Outreach. But they have been the two that have taken Ogallala from start to finish, or not to finish, but to where it's at today. And so we are excited for Mary, and we'll miss Mary. But she's been a great ambassador for Ogallala and Midplains, and so we will miss her and her ideas, but she's not going too far. So, and then Brenda Ladal, she's the last of the original community campus coordinators. So Brenda came on, started that that campus for us back in 2002, and it's gone a long way since. And so another one that she won't go far. They'll still be ambassadors for us. And I think it was funny last night, someone said, can we hire back as recruiters? And I think they'll always be ex officio lifetime recruiters for the college. So wish them well. Congratulations to them on fantastic careers, and we will miss them all.
Absolutely. Under actions required by law, you approved a new MPCC student powerlifting club.
Yeah, so Camden Grasmick is an athletic, he's a strength and conditioning a trainer. He came to us several years ago, actually was a custodian, but really liked to get into that stuff and had been doing some competitive powerlifting. And so he transitioned out of that to be a personal trainer, but he also is a physical education adjunct instructor for us, assists the women's basketball team, and does strength and conditioning for all of our athletic teams. Well, students kind of take notice when Camden's lifting, because he lifts a lot of weight. And someone said, hey, you know, was this something you would help us learn how to do? And he's like, absolutely. And he is a state referee, and he's certified and all these things. He said, you know what? If there's interest, I would be more than happy to start this club. And so he has, you know, kind of worked with some of the high schools in the area and some of the other colleges on a statewide basis, and said, you know what, let's try this. And so the board last night did give the nod to a student club and the Mid-Plains Bar Benders. And, you know, he's hoping for 6 to 10 first year, but, you know, it could grow exponentially. I mean, you have Lexington and North Platte High School that both have pretty good teams, and they have several dozen on that team. So it's an opportunity for students, and not based in North Platte. It can be anywhere, and so he's willing to work with them from a distance, as long as they're a student of Mid-Plains. If they're in Ogallala, Imperial, Arthur, whatever, and they want to do it, he will work with them, you know, through a video if he has to. But his goal is to get them together, you know, a couple times a semester to make sure that they're being safe and they're lifting correctly. But it's just an opportunity for our students to get involved.
Okay. You approved a couple of program reviews last evening.
Yep. So part of our rotation with the Coordinating Commission for Post-Secondary Ed is all of our associate's degrees. And so last month, I think we had HVAC and dental assisting. And this month it was graphic design and early childhood education. So we just have to go through and, you know, looks at the revenues and expenses and the demand and the need in the communities and whether or not they are mission centered. And so both of these programs were recommended last night by the board to be continued for approval with the Coordinating Commission. So graphic design, Kelsey Ryman is our new first-year instructor. She's doing a fantastic job kind of following in Becky Meyer's footsteps. And so she travels between North Platte and McCook a couple times a week just to make sure that she's in front of all of her students at both locations. And then in the early childhood, it's been mainly based out of McCook. However, we've gotten more creative because child care is usually one of the top three things that we're lacking in our area, especially when it comes to growing population and economic development. So it seems to be housing and child care are to the top.
Okay, and you approve the renewal of the two-year DocuSign contract.
Yep, so DocuSign's kind of become kind of just the cost of doing business, and so it allows for electronic signatures to be routed. They take care of all of the legal ease, making sure that, you know, everything's date stamped and authenticated. And so, that's a two-year contract. It's about $3, I think, is about what it costs per envelope, they call them. But internal, external, it's our employment contracts, our adjunct contracts, it's our drug-free certifications, it's our contracts with other community colleges, other four-year schools. We use it for all of our affiliation agreements with our hospitals and ambulance services for all the clinical stuff. So we use it a lot.
Okay. You approved an upgrade of your current nursing software.
That one actually was going to get moved, I think. And so that one, what we're looking to do with that one is it is kind of a package for nursing, the entire program start to finish. And it just helps them get the books in seamlessly, all their testing and everything. And so that's a cost that we get it's charged them as like a course fee. But so that's a student absorbed cost, but we have to do it institutionally.
Okay. And you approved a bid from Platte Valley Electric for installation of electrical distribution equipment.
Yeah, so this is, we were in the process of upgrading our West, we call it the West Welding classroom and lab. And as we got into it and looked at what the equipment that was going to be needed for filtration and other things, we found that the electrical distribution panels that were there were not configured correctly in order to do this. And so they're going to go through this summer and upgrade all of the electrical distribution equipment in that area of the building, which also, I believe, feeds building construction and HVAC. And so once that's done, then we'll come back in the summer of 2026 and do a facelift of that space. So it's still original. If you walk in there, it looks like an old welding shop from the 1970s, and it just needs some touch up and some TLC to get it back up to modern expectations. And so it's just kind of a, we didn't see this one, but we got to take care of it before we can do step two.
Okay. You had your cabinet reports. Anything you'd like to note out of that?
You know, still just kind of watching the legislature. I know they're still working to close their deficit. Right now, with the appropriation recommendation that we've heard is that state aid request is flat from the state. And so the six community colleges, that's based on a three-year rolling average of enrollments. And so we anticipate with a flat appropriation on that piece that we'll be down about $35,000 in state aid. The Community College Future Fund, which was put in for the property tax replacement funds, that has been budgeted at 5%. Each of the colleges is guaranteed 3.5 plus growth over 3.5. Both Southeast and Metro are anticipating greater than 3.5, which is why the legislature set aside 5%. And then on the dual credit piece, we had requested $10 million through LB 173. And we knew we weren't probably going to get that with a deficit, but it sounds like the Appropriations Committee is entertaining $5 million per year for the six community colleges, which really just replaces the ARPA funding that was what was allocated to us over the last 3 years. So that should help with the continued dual credit discounting for our students in our area.
Okay. You went into closed session for about an hour and then came back and adjourned at 8:46, and I see going to be traveling up to Broken Bow territory on May 14th.
So, we'll have our final meeting of the fiscal year on May 14th. We take June off so people can travel and do their thing, and then we'll come back in July and do a lot of housekeeping stuff as we prepare for the fall of 25 semester.
All right. It's crazy how fast these school years go, isn't it?
It is nuts. It really is.
It's amazing. Daniel, you have something to add?
At Mid Plains Community College, we see your drive to succeed and through our academic programs provide the opportunity to change your life. Transform your future into something better at Mid Plains Community College.
Hey, thanks, guys. Look forward to our chat next month.
Sounds good.
Okay, take care. Ryan Purdy, president of Mid Plains. Daniel Stenman, he is the, director of marketing and public information. Yes. And we thank those guys for stopping by the show.